Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, 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 welcome back.
What's up, everybody?
Coolin' out, we're back. We have a returning guest. I like to say people special, but you know, once you come back a certain amount of times, it's no, you no longer a guest now. You know what I mean? Which is it? This your second time now?
Second time.
You still a guest. You come back on next time. Right. You just Austin.
Got you.
But we got Austin here with us. We're going to have to get you on the mic.
Yeah, my bro is back.
Happy to be back, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in on short notice.
Scoot on up. I'm looking at your levels. They're not moving. Let me scoot you up. There you go.
Is that better?
That is better. There you go. Now the people can hear you because,
good.
It's no fun.
A lot to say.
It's no fun when you're just asking questions and they can't hear the answer. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And they're like, yo, what is he saying? How you been, man?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. It's been a while. I can't believe it's been a year since I've been here.
I know. It really flies.
Yeah, it flew by. You just hit 3 birds, 1 stone.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was when we were still waiting for Drake to drop. And
he did.
Oh, did he?
He didn't disappoint.
No.
Not a single soul. Outside of I'm upset, but
yeah,
I'm going to let that one slide.
Yeah. You got to listen to it 2 or 3 times, the whole album. And just, I like that song, I'm upset.
Ooh. I said that once, but I might have been drinking.
Kev murmured that to me once. I let him slide.
The first time I heard it, I was like, what the hell is this? But then the more I listened to it, I'm like, all right, this is kind of good.
I think it was the timing.
Yeah, it was.
Because we were at his apartment. We had a big party. Yeah. We're talking about 20 people. And then word, somebody was like, yo, Drake responded. He dropped a song called I'm Upset. And we thought it was the Pusha T.
We had that shit blasting. And that's how I knew it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was like, yo.
We had it blasting.
I turned the Rockets game back up.
And it still wasn't hitting me. I was like.
It was suspect.
This song isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, we're the Rockets game.
Yeah, man. I was like, make sure we cut the TV back on.
Yeah. Speaking of the Rockets,
they're
trash right now.
They're terrible.
They're terrible. I was telling Kev a couple weeks ago, they need to pick up Jimmy B, and they'll be all right.
How they going? I mean,
I hope so.
Listen, he on my fantasy team, and these little personal days resting.
Diva-ish.
It ain't looking
antics.
Good.
Yeah.
I lost last week single-handedly because of Jimmy Butler. Because
he sat.
Picking when he would play?
I lost by 50 points. And he sat out 2 games last week.
Yeah.
You tell me he couldn't get 50 fantasy points in 2 games?
Easy.
Getting in one.
Come on. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, all right, so I hope he plays tonight against the Lakers. We don't know.
Has he came to a decision yet?
Well, reports say it's a go, but I ain't heard nothing from him. So, you know, with him, he finicky.
General soreness.
Isn't it wild the team lets him do this? Like, he's like, I'll decide what I'll play.
He went full diva, but I kind of like what he did, to be honest with you. I'm curious to hear your guys' opinions. I think that he's easily the best player on that squad. Better than Kat, better than Wiggins. I personally think that. So
I think he's – oh, sorry, go ahead.
Most valuable. So for him to say, yo, you both are number one overall picks. You got to step it up for us to win. Like, I don't hate it. Maybe he did it the wrong way, but – I still like it.
Nah, I like the level of aggression he attacked the situation with. I think it was necessary because you see when he's not playing how bad they look.
They're terrible.
Like they're not even a playoff team, which is crazy because you have two. Well, you have, I think, who's going to be a superstar in Kat, and then you have someone who should be a all star in Andrew Wiggins, like based on his talent and his expectations. But when Jimmy Butler's not in the lineup, they look like they shouldn't even be a playoff. Look, they're tanking.
Literally.
But I don't respect this. I'm playing one day, I'm not playing the next day.
I don't like that. I think he should play all the games to make his trade value even higher. I think he's shooting himself in the foot right now.
But. No, I would agree with
that. He also, I mean, I don't know his mindset, but I think he's probably like, yo, I don't want to help these people out too much. Like, I don't, because he's like helping Minnesota look, like, take them to the playoffs basically. Mm-hmm. And they're not paying him. They chose to pay Wiggins before him.
Foul.
Oh, yeah, he was there when they paid Wiggins.
They chose to pay. Wow. I mean, Cat was inevitable. But they
That's a must.
They gave Wiggins that money. And this is when was it the GM? When he was like, oh, yeah, I want to sit down with Wiggins. Yeah,
look him in his eyes.
Look him in his eyes. And Wiggins was just like, yeah, I'll make my eyes look. I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, I'll make my eyes look any way you want. First $450 million.
My eyes would be glistering. I have mascara. My shit's be popping.
$400 I'll say whatever you want.
$48 million?
I'll lie through my teeth.
What? Be whistling through the gaps.
Yeah, I'm in the gym every day.
He's 6'8", bouncy. Mm. He'd be a good defender. He's not that good right now. He's decent, but it's not worth $148 million.
Let's take one step back. You really think that the Jimmy Butler's going to help the Rockets? And in what sense do you think he can help the Rockets?
The only reason I think he would be really good on the Rockets is because the league is stacked with threes. Kawhi, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Giannis,
Paul George.
Ben Simmons isn't a three, but he's the size of a three. Mm-hmm. The only person that can guard LeBron, KD, Giannis, those types better than Kawhi is Jimmy Butler.
Klay Thompson.
And you think he can D up better than Jimmy Butler?
Well, he's a shooting guard.
That's true.
Unless you want to just say wings. All right. So wings?
They're about the same.
It's close. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is like bigger, I feel like.
I mean,
I think it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation to be had. But, right. I'm not going to disregard you.
I wouldn't.
Continue.
I think that like he would just be so locked in defensively.
Yeah.
And just like try so hard, which he already does. And like CP and Clint and James Harden would just do their thing. And anyone could be the four, honestly, or five. PJ Tucker would probably still be there.
Yeah.
That's a squad. That's a squad to be reckoned with.
I agree. It's something both teams need to do. You think it's a squad
they can be challenged the Warriors with, though?
No.
Then what's the thing?
What's the point?
That's me. What's the point then?
Yeah.
Why am I giving up four first-round picks to chase something that I know is inevitable I'm not going to get?
I'd say your next 3 years are down the drain with Chris Paul's contract, so you might as well just go all the way.
But this giving up four first-round picks is over 8 years.
Yeah.
But you don't think Daryl Morey has done like the calculations as best you can to see how much those picks would be valued?
Right. Oh, he definitely
has. Of course he has, but he's basically betting on the fact that his team will be good over the eight mm-hmm. seasons so that those picks will be lower first round picks. But Chris Paul is what? 34.
He's LeBron's age.
He's 34. He's older than LeBron. He turned 34 before LeBron turned 34. So by the time that contract, he'll be 38.
That hurts.
And barely keeping making that hamstring close.
40 how much million?
46 that last year.
God bless.
James Harden, nah, he's still young. He's still gonna be in his prime. But you basically relying on James Harden. That's not true. You know what? You might be right. Because if you have James Harden, Clint Capella just signed long term.
I like Clint Capella on that squad.
And they just put some, you know, decent pieces around him. That's at least a playoff team, depending on who you put around.
They're going to make the playoffs as it stands.
I'm saying, I'm saying for 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So for them being in the playoffs for 8 years, and that pick is sure to not be a lottery pick.
But isn't that locked in if you get Jimmy Butler and you re sign him?
Can they afford to re sign Jimmy Butler?
When they inherit his bird rights, if they do?
Can they still afford to sign him? Like,
they can go over the cap.
The owner said
he wants to spend.
They're already over now. But if you sign Jimmy Butler long term, remember the long term tax benefits of that. Every season it like doubles and quadruples and all this other nonsense. They're going to pay the last year like $500 million in luxury tax.
The deal is crazy to begin with. It's crazy if you're only doing all this for 1 year, Jimmy B.
That's why I don't know.
I don't like that Melo move. That's why they need a good
I like it.
I trashed it. I trashed it last week. I like it. I think he came off like consecutive 20-plus point games. And I'm still standing by it.
I liked it for
this reason. I sold all my stocks.
For this reason only.
For the hype.
No, I mean, that's.
Oh, you mean before the season?
I liked it just because who else were they going to sign?
Oh, I did like it before the season.
Yeah.
They could have signed Luka Bamute and Trevor Ariza again.
Trevor Ariza got $15 million from Phoenix.
And, well, we see his effect.
And you see him? He looked lost out there. I guarantee.
Well, they look lost without him.
He's going to get bored out soon. And he's going to probably end up going back to the Rockets. Nah. If that's not in the CBA, I don't know if they can do that.
I don't know. That'd be crazy.
But, like, they signed Melo for, what, 2.4?
Yeah.
That's a good pickup. I mean, he don't play a lick of defense, but...
Yeah, I thought with Chris Paul and Harden setting you up and your primary skill is scoring, you could do that. Which he has shown, but for the majority of the season.
Yeah.
I just never liked Melo's game, really.
Don't talk to Kev.
I just never loved the game.
Really. No, I'm...
Just, don't talk to Kev.
Deep pull-up twos... I don't love it.
That's back when we were in college.
College.
Offensive.
Okay. No, Rabel, shit. That's my fault. My bad.
We get it. You like him.
I had to get up on the table. Yeah. Because Kev used to be in love.
I did, like, for instance, what's his name? Jamal Murray went for 48.
My boy.
I'm looking at it on SportsCenter.
He on my fantasy squad. My boy. Yeah. I was like, go for it.
You saw him trying to go for 50, right?
Yeah, but hold on. Before you said, I'm reading that on SportsCenter, like the last nugget to do that was Carmelo. Yeah. It's like, damn, you really used to be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Braided young Melo on the light blue jersey Nuggets.
Yeah.
Was
Kev told me he used to want cornrows. This was in college because of how inspired he was by Carmelo Anthony.
I never once said that.
Kev used to have the jersey on everything.
Yo, but I was at the Knicks Warriors game the other night. And
excuse me.
Give us your takeaways.
They can't be beat. Like, they literally can't be beat.
Oh, the Warriors.
Oh, not the Knicks.
Okay.
The Warriors cannot be beat.
I thought we were going on a Knicks take, and Knicks. I was like, oh, okay. No. Like,
yo, cool.
All credibility is shot from here on out.
Chill. It was tie game with 4.5 minutes left.
Oh, this when KD went off?
Yeah.
You're talking about that?
Mm. Yeah, and then they won by 18.
Because
KD's just unstoppable. KD's like an alien, dude. Like, you see him in person, and like a 7-footer or just any person, like, shouldn't be able to, like, move that way.
He swear he's 6'9".
Nah, he's 7 foot. He's legit 7 foot.
That's insane.
It's OD.
First of all, listen, I've bashed KD numerous times on this podcast, but I promise you, if he comes to the Knicks, I'll be the
first. That's a jersey you'll see me in.
I'll be the first person to apologize. Yeah. I'll get video. We'll do it all. Like, I'll create a Kevin Durant tribute.
With his jersey on.
Just expunge everything I said from this podcast ever negatively about him. I might even leave the LeBron ship.
Yeah.
He comes to the Knicks.
Yeah, I might have.
I might have to.
Yeah. We got our own LeBron.
Bro.
That's facts. Kevin Durant's been my favorite player since he's been in the league. Oh. I stayed loyal to him when he didn't stay loyal to OKC. I didn't love that move, but if he came to the Knicks, I'm definitely buying my jersey.
You know what's funny? Like, in the beginning when that move first happened, I hated it. Like, Kevin, we had like numerous like heat, not even debates, just both of us agreeing like angrily that it was a terrible move. But now I'm so past it now.
Yeah.
Because I think I see it, like, I see the end coming.
And you think he's leaving after this year?
Probably not this year. Probably next year. Because there's reports saying that he wants to play in their new arena.
Yeah.
Which looks stupid nice. I saw some of the renderings online. Stupid nice. I would want to play there also. But, yeah, we'll see.
I think you're right. I think he's going to leave after next year. I think they're going to win 4 in a row. Be the first team to ever do it. And he's going to win 4 finals MVPs.
Which would be smart on his part, because you think about it like this.
I don't know why you would ever leave.
You got to leave eventually, because he has to have his own legacy. That's Steph's team.
If he wins 4 and then brings Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, if Kevin Knox is really good, if he brings them to New York and then wins 1 or 2, people are going to be saying that he might be the GOAT.
Well, and Kawhi's
East? That's where I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm glad you said that's where I was going to. He wins 4. He has more than LeBron.
Us. Look how we look at Jordan. To us as the second best. To us. As time goes on, people are gonna be like, "You sure LeBron was that good?"
Oh, I already know that. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying, this would be the path I would take if I was Kevin Durant.
Gotcha.
Stay there two more years. Win four in a row. Mm-hmm. Now you have more than LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Knicks. Like, you're on a massive stage now. Two more years, LeBron's gonna be 36 years old. So then by that time, I'm sure Kevin Durant will probably be in the argument, if not the best player in the world. Depending on where Greek Freak and AD, Anthony Davis, where their trajectory ends. You're now the best player in the world. You have four championships. And if he leads the
Four finals MVPs, most likely.
If you lead the Knicks to one championship, LeBron will be poo-poo. People will forget about him.
I think you're right.
I mean, I won't forget about him, but it's just like, you know, people are like very like in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And history won't look favorably upon LeBron.
Like, I could not agree more with that. And I would love
though, because I'll be the one to be in the bar 40 years old arguing about how great LeBron was.
I lived it.
Yeah. I was there. I witnessed it.
It's going to come, too. It's going to be a shame. I can see it already.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm sure that's why LeBron trains so hard, though. He know KD, you know, these young whippersnappers is just creeping up on his tail, man.
That's true. These rookies are looking.
Ain't no matter how hard he trains.
They what?
Because he can't train his teammates.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to win a championship.
No. I don't think they will.
LeBron's
not looking that great this year.
He's not trying that hard either, though.
You think he's going to take the whole year off?
Like, if he has a like pace.
Not, I mean, I'm, I say off. He's getting 27, 8, and 8.
I could see another gear flipped after the All-Star break and then come playoffs. It's like, oh, whoa.
He's back.
When you say he's not looking good, what do you mean he's not looking good?
He's not looking like the best player in the world.
I've been seeing some little things.
He hasn't been trying.
You can't see it in the box score, though. If you don't watch the games, you wouldn't be able to tell.
I know LeBron's superhuman and he doesn't age and whatever and all that. But like, if you're not trying for half a season or for a full season, it's going to be impossible to just flip it around next year in the playoffs and just be like, all right.
I see flashes, but I don't see it consistent. Like, I'll see him on like.
Trying though, I just start. I'm seeing some slippage.
Yeah, like what?
Like, I well, that not even that.
You mean offensively?
I already agreed to that. Like, that's been like 2 years in the running, in the making now. Like, I watch LeBron play defense and I'm just like, are you even trying?
He just tells everyone else.
Offensively, when he goes to the rim, I've never seen him miss so many layups. Like, contested layups, he just misses so many now. It's like just like the slightest of contact just throws him off. Where before he used to power, like he's be one of the most dominant drivers of all time. And now I'm seeing him like it almost looks like you know when like the older you get, like you try to overcompensate for something, so you're not jumping as high. So now like you do more with your arms, and I think that's what's happening. I don't want to say it yet. I don't want to like officially say like, damn, Bron is like getting there because his numbers are still talking to us. Mm-hmm. But I'm just watching the game and I'm just starting to slowly see, like, damn, you really might be hitting 34 soon.
I agree with everything you just
said. It's making me sad, though.
I was seeing that last year in the regular season a tiny bit, but then he just went berserk.
In the playoffs, that's the thing. If he does at his best in games that matter, that's just like, yo, you really don't look good. That's when I can see that. But for now, it's like.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like.
Just right now.
Let's keep it up.
Right now. Yeah, he's not the best player right now. No. You have, like, Giannis, AD, night to night playing, like, Steph Curry is going early season MVP.
I hate to say it the way he's playing. He's averaging, like, 33.8.
You think he's over Giannis?
Kawhi got to be in there, too. Yeah. His Raptors. That's the only reason. Because they are wild in the East.
Giannis is putting in numbers. He got, like.
They're 8-2. He has, like. 28-13-7 leads the best team in the East.
And a block. I know he's averaging a block.
Yeah.
On top of all that.
Leads the best team in the East, that team, in points, assists, rebounds, steals, and blocks. And he's shooting 10% from three.
Yeah, and you got to take it. And you're right, 8-2 is amazing compared to, I think they were 7th last year.
The seed, yeah.
They're 7th seed.
Yeah. I like them as a 3 seed this year. I think they're better than Philly.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Philly. Speaking of, what's just going on with the NBA as a whole? Granted, the season's early, but if it was to end today, Sacramento would be in the playoffs.
Like, I like that team.
Before we go there, what the fuck is going on in Washington?
Oh, my God. They got to blow it up.
Blow it up, yeah, word.
What is detonate going on?
That. Dude, it was bad last year, and then they bring fucking Dwight Howard in. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I thought, listen, I'm not even going to lie. I was like, all right, cool. I didn't see like anything like greatness coming from them, but I was like, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, they replaced Gortat with Dwight Howard.
They're the 14th seed right
Fantasy
now.
Fantasy Hall
the
of
East.
Famer.
Out of 15 teams, they're 2-8. They just lost to the Mavericks last night.
Blow it up.
Yeah, they got to blow it up.
John Wall looks fat.
Nobody going to take him.
No, he did in that USA pick.
Oh,
that
my
you
goodness.
You know what they're talking about, right?
He just left the club, too.
Remember, like, yeah, the, remember with, the
you know, when he stumbled home, he was like, oh, and then he was searching for his jersey.
Oh, shit, I got to pick.
Remember they had the what was that crazy? Oh, the Patty Paws? Patty LaBelle Paws? Like, he just had three of them. Yeah, right. It was like, all right.
Yeah.
At the wing spot after the club.
Yo, he looked crazy. I was like, yeah,
they, bro.
They can't trade him, though.
He's like, he put on a good 10 pounds, 10, 15.
He's still fast as hell, though. He's still a good player.
It ain't doing much for him, though.
He can't shoot.
He can be traded? No.
Not after trade Beal, though.
I mean, he can be traded.
I heard something, a rumor that Beal might go to the Lakers.
But who?
I don't know.
I'd do that.
They should. Oh, man, that would be an amazing pickup.
You could take Ingram.
They should. Yeah,
B.I.
Yeah, they gotta get rid of Ingram
because they don't fit him. He don't fit next to LeBron.
Hope he goes to where he does fit though. He on my fantasy squad.
In the preseason, I was looking at Ingram and I'm like, yo, he looks good. He's gonna be LeBron's number two.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yo, sometimes Kuzma has a better game than LeBron.
Kuzma is overall nice. Between like the youngins, nice. He's been the most consistent of them.
The Lakers, speaking of them, should get rid of everyone on the team. Except for LeBron
and JaVale McGee.
And Josh Hart.
I like Josh Hart, too. He locks up.
But they can let go of everyone else.
They need AD.
Yeah, I mean, we get AD.
It's a wrap.
Bron really ain't going to be doing shit.
Yeah. He's going to be chilling.
Does he have, like, another year, though? He can't force a trade yet.
No.
That's the
no, unless he
you
says,
can, but
unless I mean, he says I'm not re-signing trading.
Well, they still got another year. They don't have to do it now.
It's all this clutch sports, you know, going on. You know, I'm sure Rich could get
I mean,
in
I think I know how the movie ends. With him holding the jersey next to Magic and Pelinka, but
yeah.
With Rich in the back.
Yeah.
The mastermind, puppet master.
That has to be how it ends for our boy Bron. Help
what,
needs to
what
be
what do you
on
think happens? Let's continue with the Lakers talk if no one goes to the Lakers. This summer. Next summer. I thought they would at least get like some kind of traction.
You thought they're gonna get Paul George?
I don't know, Bob. He didn't even meet with them.
No, that was crazy.
That was weird.
Like he didn't even meet with them. Like so it was like
that
they didn't get
so
any
weird.
Like any traction. Like it didn't look like people even cared to even think about going there. So what do you think happens if like next summer it's the same exact feeling?
Well, that's when it's weird because from everything I read in the offseason, they didn't want to trade any of their young pieces because they're going to have the cap space anyway next season. So they wanted to have LeBron another free agent. And I thought it was going to be him and Paul George this year.
Yeah, I did too.
But they didn't want to give up the pieces for Kawhi because they were that confident.
Because they're like, we'll get him anyway.
Yeah,
San Antonio,
it's not looking good. Yeah,
San Antonio wasn't going to trade Kawhi to LA anyway.
Yeah,
that's true.
I like DeMar DeRozan on San Antonio.
He's out here balling.
He's out here dropping double digit assists.
I don't know who he thinks, but you know what? So is Kyle Lowry.
Yeah,
in Toronto, they both doing double digit assists. Yeah, I know y'all best buds, but maybe y'all need to play together.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all here flourishing without each other.
I don't like Ingram on the Lakers at all. Or Alonzo. Doesn't fit. Lonzo's
No. I've seen because he's
like
on my he plays well next to Bron when Rondo was out.
I like Lonzo better than I like Rondo.
But when playoff Bron actually comes alive and it's the playoffs
Consumes the rock.
Lonzo or you gotta trust Rondo. Okay. If you think they might not even make the playoffs,
I ain't getting there yet.
I'm not gonna say. I have a
$100 bet.
Bron hears you.
At least the sixth seed.
Bron hears you.
Now I'm kind of.
I thought they're gonna be a top four.
Me too.
I had them number four. Like
me too. I
no way I'm betting against Bron making the playoffs. I'm not there yet.
I'm not. So listen, right now I'm not saying I'm betting against them.
But
there's not even an ounce of doubt in your mind that they probably won't make the playoffs.
Oh, there's more than enough.
Yeah, there's more than an ounce of doubt.
Okay,
but gun to head.
That's what I'm
saying. All the money got to go on Bron.
There's too many teams, and teams have gotten better. The Nuggets didn't even make it last year, and they're number two in the West.
They beat the Nuggets.
They really did, though. But they did. But
yeah, West is stacked.
The West is just stacked. It is. They only play the Nuggets, what, four times? The Nuggets is beating everyone else. That's all that matters as far as seeding. Yeah.
That's true.
The Nuggets are what, 9-1 or 9-2?
I don't know.
I think they only lost to the Lakers.
And oh yeah, because we beat the Warriors,
which is sad. Wow. Which is crazy to think about.
That is sad.
They only lost to the Lakers.
They got the Wolves tonight. Oh, but Jimmy playing.
Listen.
Jimmy's not gonna looking like a guy.
Listen, for my fantasy team's sake, Jimmy, please just play, man. Please, like.
We want
to
see it.
That's my plea to him. Like,
I saw them Sunday, the Lakers playing the Raptors.
Oh my God.
That was gruesome. It was gruesome.
When Kawhi wasn't even playing.
It was gruesome.
You texted me. You said young Brady wasn't even playing.
Yeah, I said he didn't want no smoke in that.
Yeah, and I was like, all
and
right,
I
cool.
quickly text back.
Let me check the box score. I saw 41-10. I said,
well,
yo,
looks like they didn't need him.
Serge Ibaka.
How you going?
Looking like Hakeem Olajuwon out there. They would just let him beast.
Wow.
They was giving up 170. They were on pace too at one point.
I don't know what's going on with NBA, but I feel like no one's really playing defense.
No one. Dude, the scores are 145 to 130.
Everyone's numbers are inflated. Mm-hmm.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because this year they changed a rule where if you get an offensive rebound,
you get 14 seconds,
not to 24. So you're in like scramble mode after you get an offensive rebound. Like
you can't
pull it out and set up an offense. It's not enough.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's made like a major difference.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would
just
think so.
The talent level is just through the
insane.
Aaron
Fox had 31-15-10.
This might be the most competitive the NBA has ever been. Like if you look at even like the worst teams, it's like. At least a potential star. Yeah.
Who are the worst team? They're like the Suns. They got Devin Booker.
Probably the Knicks. The Knicks don't have anyone though, except for KP. Oh, yeah. But he's
Devin
injured.
Devin Booker is 3 years younger than Donovan Mitchell. By the way, he just turned 21.
That's insane. And he is light years offensively than Donovan Mitchell. Light years. That's a compliment to him.
Like, who's the worst teams in the NBA? The Wizards, where he spoke about those.
The Rockets are in the mix right now.
Think about that.
Sadly, the Bulls. Yeah. The Bulls. But then LaVine dropped like 40 this season.
LaVine at 41.
The Bulls just beat
the
Knicks.
LaVine is top 5 in scoring right now. This is nice.
What league is this?
I didn't have faith in that ACL. Nice.
Yeah.
I took the wrong Bull. Who'd you get, Bobby Portis? Guess what he picked up, huh?
There was a video of Zach LaVine.
I didn't let him go today. I don't want to talk about it. Please continue. I'm sorry.
After Zach LaVine had his surgery, he's like, yo, I'm more athletic now. I was like,
yeah, all right.
Yeah, same thing I thought. And then this season, come out dropping 30 like it's nothing, 40.
For real. I like that squad.
Let me tell you my surprise team. Who's actually, I mean, they started the season off strong, which they normally do. But the Pistons.
You like that squad?
I mean, I watch them every night because I got Blake on my fantasy squad. So, I don't know if I like them. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to make a little bit more noise than people thought. Really? Yeah.
It's all on Blake's knees.
I'm shocked.
It's all on
back,
Blake's,
yeah. elbows.
It's all on Blake's body.
I'm surprised he's been, like, leading a team and, like, playing this well.
Listen.
You know, I didn't think he had it in him.
When I picked him on fantasy, I prayed. Please. I said, yo, just please. Just play, like, 60 games.
Yeah.
He's been balling so far this year.
Yeah, I didn't see him dropping 50, but he's one of those like injuries the concern. Like if he's on the court, I think he'll still produce because he was still like 20 plus and like when he got traded, we thought he was like what definitely a top 10 player in the East. But then we were like, is he top 5? Like when he got traded,
I don't know if he's top 10 now.
He's top 10 in the East.
Think about it.
You know, he's definitely top 10. All right,
let's go through. We got
Kawhi, Kyrie.
Giannis. We got Giannis number one.
All right.
Joel
Embiid.
Ingram.
Joel Ingram.
I don't know what that is.
I would take Ben Simmons before him.
Easily.
You take Tatum over him now?
I would.
Yeah, I would.
Tatum.
I would.
What about Ja Wall?
You crazy.
He'd be into me being
What about Beal?
Hell no.
Definitely not John Wall then.
I said Kyrie already. Was that six?
Kyrie's not having a good season.
He just turned in the corner.
Them knees. Who else? We said Kawhi?
Yeah.
Damn.
Kawhi. Head honcho.
I guess it ain't. I'll take Kemba before I take him.
You crazy over Blake?
Blake don't even stay on the court. At least I know Kemba going to be there. Kemba's averaging 25 right now.
He's averaging 28.
We're talking about when healthy or just all around, like durability and everything. Then all right. But I will say, when he's healthy, he can do everything that Kemba could do. And Kuhn the playmaker. You could argue, like, if he's not equal playmaker.
I mean, I want to say no. I mean, right now, this year,
Blake
he shoot over 50% for the three-point lot, which is crazy right now. We'll put Kemba on the back. I'm going to hold him off.
How much is it with Kemba?
7. So we're at 6. Like, we'll
half Kemba.
I'm going to put Kemba
half
on the
Kemba,
back.
Half Kemba.
What other teams are in the East? Oh, KP. I'll take KP before Blake.
Nah.
No.
You tripping.
You can't say. No.
I wouldn't.
I would take KP before Blake.
I wouldn't. All right. It's like probably 7 or 8. Something like that.
I don't know what other teams I'm missing, but I'm sure whatever I'm missing.
It's the Nets, the Magic. Would you take Chris Middleton over Blake right now?
I was just thinking that. What? No, I wouldn't.
He's been beasting.
But he's nice.
He is very nice.
He's beasting, but
he's got that old man game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, a mid-range.
He'll take you out in street ball and just shoot mid-range jumpers over your head all day.
You take Lowry?
Over Blake Griffin.
Nah.
He hasn't balled.
I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. He is top 10.
Yeah, wait, did we say Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave Tatum.
And Kyrie would be the only Celtics. Kawhi.
Giannis, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, he's top 10.
Damn.
He better than Love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm just done with checking. That was an easy one for me. Yes. I'm just done with checking with you. Running by the committee. I would agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Talent-wise,
he runs breaks.
Yeah.
Talent-wise.
He handle. It looks like he's going to, like,
he looks lost. Like he's dribbling. Every time he dribbles,
But he just makes it somehow. It's crazy.
I don't know how. He literally, like, expanded on his game by shooting threes this year. Because that mid-range little back post shit that he was doing before, back you down, wasn't gonna work.
Look good.
No, it never looks
good. It doesn't fit.
It looks,
But him shooting a three over 50%, even when he shoots a three, it don't look good.
No.
Oh, no.
But it drops.
That looks disgusting.
I'm like, okay, he made it. Who else has been surprising? The Raptors, but I think we already spoke
Bucks
on them.
Bucks are good.
Bucks?
I like him.
They've been a little more surprising than I thought.
Budenholzer, I don't got no faith in him.
So far, I've been surprised. I thought they were Giannis a playoff team, but not. Huh?
Giannis been beasting.
You could say that his entire career. It's his team, though, now. That's actually
Middleton's actually been beasting. Middleton's always been, like, good, but, like, he's this year, he's actually, like, beasting.
He might be an all-star. Ooh. Maybe. He might.
Yeah, if you look up his stats, I was reading, he's, like, one of the few people putting up, like, 25-5.
I mean, the East kind of bleak right now, so he might.
Yeah.
What are they, like a top four, and then after that? It's Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, Sixers, and then am I missing a team?
Those are the four best. I don't know where they stand right now.
And then after that, it's like
Tulsa, the Wizards, Miami.
You should name your Pistons first over them.
I forgot about them. Name my Pistons. Can't even been to the city of Detroit. What about your Pistons?
That's
that's a decent.
But the West, though, I don't even know.
Wait, before we move on from the East,
go ahead.
Who do you think represents the East in the finals?
Ooh.
Like, if I'm thinking practically, I'm probably going to take the Raptors.
Yeah.
But I think the Celtics are better.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics are better.
That was my pick before.
Yeah, it's been my pick. I thought, at the beginning of the year, I thought it was going to be Celtics. It doesn't matter what the record is.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto was the one seed last year, and I thought they were the third best team in the East.
Yeah.
I thought the Philly was going to be second best, mm-hmm. and then Toronto, and then Bucks. But now it's like Celtics, Raptors, Bucks, Philly. Philly really dropped off.
Yeah.
Really dropped
they
off.
They really
but,
did.
But Joel Embiid has been balling.
Mm-hmm.
He's at over 30 a game.
Right now. He's an animal.
He's a...
It's Simmons and Fultz that you can't have two non-shooters is too much. Simmons,
imagine if they got Tatum.
That's what I'm saying. They traded a first-round pick.
That'd have been sickening. They traded a first-round pick to move up to get Fultz. So you lost Tatum and your first-round pick.
Exactly. When history look back on this,
it won't be favorably.
No. They would have had Simmons. They would have had their point guard and their center, and they just need a wing that can score. And Tatum.
Woo!
I was on Twitter, and somebody was like to Fultz, the third Splash Brother, and the ball like hit the side of the rim.
Yo, he's got that jerk shot.
It was sad.
Nasty. But I'm taking the Celtics in the East.
I would agree.
Definitely.
I'm but they don't look as good as the Raptors right now, but I think by the end of the season, come playoffs, they'll mesh.
Kyrie's going to turn together. It up. He's going to like be the leader of that team. And
he has an army behind him. They're just two.
Gordon Hayward's been doing, but I give him a little bit of a break.
If they give him anything.
His ankle was backwards, bro. Like,
yeah.
That was disgusting. But who you got?
I'm going with the braided one. Barring any injury or anything like that, just from what I've seen from him,
and he's still getting into shape.
And also, I guess that was two seasons ago now in the playoffs when they were up 23 on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. It was only him, and as soon as he got injured, everything just went disarray. The young
their
Brady
team
won.
Is deep,
but then again, the Celtics are just so deep. I just don't know. Let's say Kawhi. Kawhi could shut down. Not shut down Kyrie, but. He could.
Kawhi can't shut down Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, and Marquise Morris.
That's the thing.
Listen,
you could put him on one, but it's like.
Danny Green listen. Also
oh,
up.
But, right.
But the
you're
rap,
right.
But
you
not just
right.
him.
You're right.
Not just
that's
him, OG Anunoby. Yeah, they all played. Yeah, they played no, great they, team
they
defense.
That's
well.
True.
You put him on Kyrie, what's up? Or put him on Jason Tatum.
Oh no! Lowry can defend.
He would guard.
Lowry can defend.
Can defend who?
No, he can't.
Kyrie?
No. The Celtics got too many like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9" guys. Kawhi would have to guard one of them.
So who does Lowry defend? He has to start.
He would have to check Kyrie or try to.
Yeah, try his best. But you take everyone out, or at least deflate their games. I have faith in the. I hate to say it. I have faith in the Raptors.
They look really good.
It don't sound good saying that because like the Raptors always let you down, but the young braided one.
I like
Lowry. He's playing out his mind too.
10 plus assists. He never averaged more than 5.
And the efficiency too.
Averaging double digit assists.
He's never averaged more than 5, and now you're averaging 10 plus.
That's the Eastern Conference Finals. That'd be a good one. Yes. Sixers can't even talk to him.
I wish they could. I wish. Because Joel Embiid
I feel bad.
Those dudes.
Yeah.
And B's going off. But even Simmons doesn't look right this year.
Nah, Redick rounds out their big three.
I see a lot of like low-level triple, like borderline triple-doubles. Like he had like 9, 8, and 7 the other night.
That's when Fultz is on the court with him. There's not enough space to begin with. And then you put Fultz out there.
If you guys probably have, but like if you watch like Fultz's highlights at like Washington.
Yeah.
He is nice at Washington. He's nice. Yeah. He's coming off that pick and roll. He's shooting corner threes. He's nice. Now he's trash.
He's trash.
He's not good.
I don't know how you just forget how to shoot. Like that always just baffles me.
It doesn't look the same. Like he shoots like it's there's like a hitch in it. It's weird. It's bad.
You know it's bad when you make 1-3 and the arena go crazy.
Every time he was shooting a jumper. You saw that first game? Every time he shot a jumper, everyone's like, oh, until he made one.
Do you just put him back on the bench and start Redick instead? That's a better team.
He's a number one overall pick.
His confidence is the thing that's messed up.
No, you're right.
You got to trust the process.
Damn.
You got to give him minutes.
And play through it. Yeah,
they
you're right.
They fucked up with that one, though.
Yeah, they did.
Tatum?
Tatum.
And a number one pick. I mean, not your first round pick, which.
Or Tatum on the Lakers.
Tatum
by himself. Passed up on him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, if you redraft, he is the number
one. Easily, he's the number one pick.
Damn.
Fultz is like 15th, probably.
I want to get into this upcoming draft class, but before we get to that, let's talk about the West real quick, because I saw some shit last night that's some shit that.
I've never seen that.
Never seen no shit like that in my life.
I gotta go watch some highlights. All right.
I've sent you this kid before. Bro. I asked you about this kid like 5 months ago, and I sent you one of his dunk videos, but that's about it. But you have to watch him play to really understand. We'll go to the West first, wrap that up, and then we'll go to the draft class. But the West, who do you see coming out the West? Obviously.
What do you? Yeah.
So, you mean
the biggest threat to who we?
So who's the biggest threat, and how many games do they take up in the Western Conference Finals?
They're going to sweep the whole playoffs.
Yeah, if the Rockets don't make a move, I don't. Who's
Boston
the second best team?
Gives them one game in the finals, maybe, at home.
What if it's the young braided one?
One game.
Whoever.
Dude, because if he's guarding Kevin Durant. Okay.
That's not even fair.
Okay, KD.
And you can't stop KD. He shoot over anyone.
If KD has 20-6 that game, all right, Klay gets 30, and Steph Curry gets 30, and you're done.
But I feel like we're seeing the best version of the Raptors. or close to, but we're not seeing the best version of the Celtics. Like, if Hayward comes back to, like, he looks bad. Like, he's like, go. Their sixth best player or he's even that.
Marcus Morris looks better than him right now.
God almighty, he does. Too. So what if he returns to All-Star form?
Then I'm happy because my prediction will hold up, but I don't think he
it's
will.
Also hard to see like how good he can possibly be because there's only so many shots he's gonna get in mm-hmm. that system now. There's only one basketball. Before he was like the main scorer in Utah.
But what game was it that he just had like 18 and 5, but he was blocking shots?
He's playing
initiating.
He's playing okay. Like,
yeah, but now he's playing off ball rather than him having the ball. He used to initiate the offense in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's playing off ball. It's almost like obviously not to that extent, but how Kevin Love looked when he first got to Cleveland, coming from Minnesota, like that drastic drop off. But Jason Tatum looks better than him. I feel like even if Gordon Hayward was 100% healthy, I would take Tatum before I would take him.
No, but the problem is Brown looks better than him. Right now, that's the issue. Brown looks better.
If Jalen Brown, Jalen Brown's a good player though.
Yeah, but Hayward, when healthy, he should be their third best player. Yes. He should be their second, but I didn't expect
second best player.
But
right?
Tatum is that good.
Tatum is that good.
Brown's better than you, then you're the third best wing.
I can't wait to see those practices. I wish I could like see those practices when like Gordon Hayward actually gets like 100% healthy, and like they're going against each other in practice.
That's going to be a beast of a team.
Jaylen Brown locks up, and he has bunnies too.
Yeah,
if you gave him, and he can shoot. If you gave him the keys to a lot of other teams, mm-hmm. they would say, "Go do your thing." Yeah. Now he's like the fifth option on this team. They're stacked. They are stacked.
Yeah, I was reading. He trained with Tracy McGrady in the offseason on his ball handling and stuff. And he can't even show it on this team.
Yeah. He doesn't have the rock.
And Tatum just been dunking on everyone. He dunked on Braun last year in the playoffs, which kind of went under the radar.
That would have been cool, but then you nudged him and stared him down.
Bruh, but then he dunked on Paul George this season. Yeah. Like, similar fact. I don't know what Paul George was thinking.
Nah, he shouldn't have jumped. He should not have
jumped. Speaking of regression.
Oh, Paul George?
I ain't saying nothing.
What's wrong with OKC?
Hmm?
What's wrong with them?
They'll never win, but Russ is their best player.
Boom. That's it.
It's easy. Okay.
You just can't win with that style.
I love him. I loved KD and Russ. I love that tandem. But he was, like, even when KD was on the team, he was like, no, this is my team. I'm taking the last shot. I'm trying to win it.
Yeah.
And that's why KD's like, nah, fuck it.
They replaced KD with Paul George.
At least they finally spent money.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What, 5 years too late?
Yeah, 5 years, two MVPs later.
They let James Harden go for $4 million.
They sent Serge Ibaka instead of him.
Mm.
Total.
That 2012 team was my squad.
$4 million total over the life of his contract. He's winning $4 million more. Look at him now, though.
He done got hundreds of millions.
Imagine that. I'm sure in that moment, he probably was distraught, depressed. I'm sure his mom.
I'm sure his mom
came by and was like, baby, that means one door closed, another door open. Yeah. He never see like $200 billion that he would have seen if he would have stayed in OKC.
Yeah, he said it. He's like, yeah.
With no state income taxes. He done seen so much more money. And then, you know, Daryl Morey keeps extending him. Every chance they get, they extend him.
Whew. But yeah, Russ is your best player, I guess.
Mm.
Do they have shooters around him, though?
Who?
That could help.
They're the worst 3-point shooting team in the league.
Yeah. That doesn't
help
either.
They waiting for Robeson to get back, which is like, make it worse. Self-check. Self-check. You know it's bad when you're at the 3-point line and people feel like they're going to run up there and then just hit you with that one. Yeah. Like, nah, you got
you
it.
You saw that one that Chris Paul was like, hell no. Yeah. Last year, he airballed that.
But their record dipped after he got injured. They wanted the best defensive team.
Yeah.
Him and Paul George, that's good defense.
Mm-hmm, but
shoot. Paul George can shoot.
And Steven Adams in the paint. I mean, I just don't see them going far.
No.
Because, you know,
they need another offensive
option. You shooting
twos,
but everyone else shooting threes.
Who's their four? Patrick Patterson?
Yeah.
Nah, he don't start.
Jeremy Grant
starts, yeah. And then Patrick Patterson comes off the bench. Nerlens Noel's been looking pretty decent this year.
He has. He like fell off the face of the earth after
Dallas was just shitting on him. I don't know what they were
that
doing.
That was weird, yeah. It was
weird. Like some JaVale Okafor shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's just not good.
No, he's not good.
Yeah.
He's
Case closed.
Well, it's because the game changed underneath his feet. Like, yep. Like literally, someone just like pulled the rug underneath his feet, and he just fell, you know, face first. That big man back to the basket
doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. And you're not. I mean, Joel Embiid does it, but when he does it, he's like more consistent. He's 30 points.
That's not even like what he does first, though.
It
like,
really isn't. He's face up. Yep. Face up. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And he
looks at you.
He is really an animal.
His beef with Andre Drummond, though,
hilarious.
I love it.
He's like, yeah, I'm busy it. Building more real estate in his head.
And you saw him like, yeah.
He's the best.
And then Drummond literally didn't do shit that game.
Like,
no.
Drummond
beat like 35.
He was shooting threes off the backboard. The announcers were clowning him. Wow, he's a professional old. NBA player. Yeah. What was he thinking?
He's been working on his three this summer.
They were clowning in them.
I mean, I think that's really it for the West. I mean, nothing.
No, we didn't answer though. Who does come out?
Oh, I mean, the Warriors, obviously. I'm trying to think if there's anyone that
who competes with them. Sorry.
No one. I mean, no. I think you got like what? Portland.
Nah.
Nope.
Talking about all like the playoff teams. Portland. I think Denver is going to be good, but they're just too young. Minnesota, they're not. No.
LA
probably.
These are the playoff teams. Rockets.
LA Rockets don't look the same way they looked last year.
No.
See, that's why Bron get in.
Who else? That's it, man. I think, honestly, I want to, like, have, like, strength in Bron. I think even if Bron met them, they just get swept.
Yeah.
The point is that.
Yeah.
But if we said the Lakers made it to the conference finals.
Yeah.
That'd be, like, an achievement.
I thought they were at the beginning of the year.
I did, too.
I said they're going to make it to the Western Conference finals and then get swept by the Warriors. That's what I said.
I got too much faith in Bron.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody don't look that good.
They might lose to Portland in the first round and keep fucking around.
Yeah, they just beat them the other night before they got their heads caved in on Sunday.
The next game, they got curb stomped.
Put the kids to bed.
They're the 8 seed. They're screwed because they're getting swept.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Easily.
And they will take pure enjoyment, the Warriors. Oh,
I forgot about Utah. Utah's a good squad.
Yeah.
I don't trust them now to compete. Nah. But I like the squad.
Their main offensive option is Mitchell.
Yeah.
I love his game.
Me neither. So last year was phenomenal, like him, you know, scoring a lot of points. He takes way too many shots
to
get those points. One night he was like, he had like 32 points. He took 16 threes that night.
Mm.
16.
Very Westbrookian.
Yeah. It was like, he's not that good of a shooter. Nah. So it's like he's just athletic. So if he gets to the rack, he finishes and looks good. And Utah needed a savior.
I don't think he's going to like, I think he was just like this rookie sensation. And he's going to be like a really good player in the league. But he's never going to be like
a superstar.
Nah,
I heard Wade comparisons. Like, I'm like,
no,
yo,
no,
put some respect on my.
Let me see what the boy averaging since we talked
like
about him.
He's like a 6'3", not a 1, yeah, not a 2. Like, it's not going to like.
Yeah,
he's averaging 22
state efficiencies.
Right now.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Wade hovering near 50 for a shooting guard.
Look, he's averaging 22.4 on 43% shooting.
That's Melo-esque.
31 from the three. This is the worst part though. 3 rebounds and 4 assists.
Yeah, that's not good. You can't win with that.
That's very Melo-esque if you're not getting the rebounds.
Yeah, 61.0 assists at MSG. That time.
The boy got a crazy wingspan though. He's 6'3" with a 6'10" wingspan.
How is How old is he?
It's like 24, 23, 22,
yeah.
Oh, he's that young?
Oh.
Late bloomer.
All right.
Thought he was older.
Do you think the Rockets complete this trade for Jimmy Butler?
If they do it, I don't think it's going to change much, honestly. I have no faith
but
in them.
Do you think they do it?
How?
If I was them, I would.
You would give up 4 first-round picks and Eric Gordon.
I'm pulling it.
Oh, no.
You can't do 4 and Eric.
Well, the Timberwolves said, I don't care about your first round picks. I want Eric Gordon is a.
No, you got
you get 3 in Eric.
Yeah, you got to cut that shit back.
And Eric
two and Eric. Two and Eric. Cut that shit down.
You're right.
Yeah, two.
Two Eric and then like.
You take him back, Dang?
Probably like a player we don't want. Like
that would be Dang.
Could
they
have,
would want
to Marquise offload. Chris or Brandon Knight or one of them. Like let that.
No, nah, Tibbs gonna say Dang.
Dumb. Huh?
They want to get his contract off the books.
Gorgie Dang.
Gorgie, yeah.
On Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a massive contract. What, he owed 18 for the next 2 years.
What?
That was Tibbs doing.
That's a wild big three though. But a fully engaged Butler, CP3, and Harden is a squad.
Yeah.
So you're going to go into luxury tax to re-sign Jimmy Butler and then knowing a portion, even a small Jared portion Gordon of that is some gorgy ding?
You traded for Chris Paul and re-signed him for like 100 plus. They take risks. They had
no choice but to re-sign Chris Paul, though.
They had a choice when they did trade it for him, though.
34-year-old Chris Paul, you're going to give him a four-year deal?
Yeah, think about it. They were in. I wouldn't have done it.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm on record saying that. But they were in, like, they were in the mold. They're going to win now. It's just they don't look. I mean, honestly, like.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Last year, if I was in that moment, I don't know how I really feel. But if you got that close to the end, like automatically, like at the end of summer, I'm like, oh wow, let's just re-up and try it again.
Yeah,
so, but I wouldn't have.
If you're holding that, I agree. I wouldn't have
4 years at the max.
That's okay.
I wouldn't.
That's no okay. One even touched him. He hurt his hamstring.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Looked like he got shot.
But if you're win now mode,
yeah. You have no choice.
Jimmy Butler. That's what you do.
I agree.
Yeah, but you can't
You can't do it one and not the other.
No, yeah.
My opinion.
Because you've now taken a step back.
Gorgie Deng?
They need a backup.
If they get Butler.
Backup big.
Are they better than last year's team?
Your backup big is making damn near.
They're better.
I think they're better. Who than better? Last year.
Than last year's Rockets. Are they better than last year's Rockets?
I think so.
With Butler?
Yeah.
Yes. You're basically asking.
I think on paper, but I don't think everything won't the chips won't fall the same way.
But everything
Chris
like
Paul was going to work with James Harden.
Me either.
At all.
Like if you put Kawhi on the Rockets with Jimmy Butler, I'd still be like, I'm not going to say it's like a guarantee you beat the Warriors. Like they're that good to me.
Yeah,
like it's still not a guarantee. So you got to take chances where you may.
I mean, you take chances. Oh damn. But what happened?
Boogie has more technicals minutes this year. More ejections than he has minutes. I don't know if that's
I forgot he was in the NBA.
Yeah. Top three.
Oh, damn.
Man.
I forgot. Yeah.
Literally.
My thing is, you're already this far out. You might as well just go all the way.
What would you give up for Jimmy? What would you give up for Jimmy Butler?
2 first-round picks and Eric Gordon.
And then you'll take on Jimmy Butler and Gorgie Deng?
Yeah.
I'm not aiming for Gorgie, but these niggas insist. See if we get a third team in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
So that nigga the Phoenix, huh? Like, yo, all right, figure it out. I don't that's a lot. It's just a lot of money to be losing.
But they're
way more competitive. Now. Yeah.
Win mode.
They still got the shooters, and now Butler fully engaged at his best.
Okay, so listen to this.
You got a top five player and two top 15 to 20 players.
Yeah.
let's go based off, like, let's say based off, like, LeBron's history. Like, say Bron shows up to the playoffs. He's playing, like, last year, Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go up against the Rockets with those players.
With Butler?
With that, after that trade goes through.
Mm-hmm.
You picking the Rockets?
Against LeBron and the kids?
And LeBron's playing the same way he played last year in the playoffs.
That's going to seven.
That's my point. It's like
I'm bringing the Rockets.
You're picking the Rockets.
Yes.
Confidently. You'll bet somebody that means something to you.
I would bet the Rockets.
Would you bet somebody that means something to you? Like, if you lost, you'd be hurt.
I wouldn't.
That's my point. Yeah. If it's not a definitive, like, yo, we got Jimmy Butler, we got James Harden.
Yeah, you're right. It is the They would lose. They would lose.
It's not definitive.
Lakers would lose.
If the Rockets are Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I agree. They would lose.
Jimmy Butler.
Because it'd be Bron Beeston and then what? You put Butler on who? Who else is out there?
If Bron was Beeston in the regular season right now, they'd be like, what, 4-5?
But they come. No, that's not true. If they're, I feel like Bron is.
They still got Clint? Yeah. I mean, that's just too much talent for them. Yeah. Unless these kids take some major leap.
Lakers got JaVale.
He's balling.
He is balling.
That might cancel out Clint. I'm not even trying to gas.
He's playing well.
He is playing like that. I ain't gonna lie. But he can't stay on the court as long as Clint.
They got Tyson Chandler. Back up, play some defense.
Let me see him play first. I haven't seen him play since New York. Not since New York. It is. I agree. I just I can't speak on it. That's all. I never disrespect him.
You guys, listen. I
think you're forgetting how good Jimmy Butler is.
I have him on fantasy squad. Well,
and we already know how good CP3 and Harden are. What? Oh, you don't know how good they are. What's the issue?
CP3, I know how good Harden is. Harden's great. Correction. Let me. Harden's great. Harden's a superstar.
Top five.
CP3.
He just has the when healthy. When he's on the court, he's not Harden, but he's closer to like Harden than he is to what's like a average point or even like an elite. Name the elite point guard.
Like a Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's elite?
No, he's not elite.
No, even like
he's an all-star.
Dame Lillard. He doesn't score like it, but everything around when you factor in his scoring, his playmaking,
I fuck with
and his defense.
Me too.
And I know, and steals.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's old now. I think he's getting old.
But his play is his health.
But that
his play. But that's I agree. But
his
no
whole career, and now he's old.
That's I agree. Yeah. But his play on the court, how much does that slip from like his elite years? How much different does he look?
Yeah.
It's what I would say.
I mean, I just think if that's even a thought in my mind, like, yo, we might not be able to beat LeBron and the Lakers.
I don't think that's a thought in their mind.
Listen,
I don't think it's a thought in their mind now.
Yeah, they get Jimmy Butler.
I think they're incorrect at that point.
If they get Jimmy Butler, honestly.
If I see Harden and CP3 by them lonesome looking at LeBron on the other side,
they won't like, look,
then we can have a.
No, obviously, they won't look at them like that. Like, of course not. You don't go in a game looking at them like that. But I think, honestly, like, that would be a competitive series, more competitive than it should be. Like, and if that's the case, like, for example, we're talking about the Warriors. They're like, yo, that wouldn't be. I wouldn't even want to watch that. I would feel bad for Bron watching the Lakers go up against the Warriors.
But Bron almost won a game last year.
Yo, but LeBron trying to
he won a game
the
who?
Against the Warriors.
He almost won a game.
But you would say that. No, he pretty much had the game. He came as close as you could win a game without winning it.
So
and you would say that even more about the Warriors versus this hypothetical team with Jimmy Butler, no?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You would say that even more.
Yeah,
like,
so what I'm saying is that so if Bron plays the same way he played in the playoffs last year when he was going off last year, I would give them more than, like, I would say 60-40, like, as if them losing against the Rockets.
You give them a 40% chance of winning that
if
series.
LeBron plays
with
the same,
Jimmy Butler.
If LeBron played like the same way he played last year in the playoffs against that Rockets team, I'd be like, oh, shit, LeBron.
Nah. I'm giving that 80-20.
If he does that, 80-20. Then, yo.
Only team
that's I'm, my Lord and Savior. If he does that.
Yeah, he is.
Only team I would bet against LeBron playing like that Warriors. Would be the Warriors. Yeah. I don't think Jimmy Butler, like, moves. I mean, granted, the Rockets look terrible right now. So he'll help them defensively. He'll score on all that. But I still don't see him moving the needle that much.
I would disagree.
Yeah, you'll make it to the playoffs.
No, they'll make it to the playoffs now. Their window's back
well,
open.
Well, it ain't looking like
he
it right now.
It up. He lifts it up. And
you first of all, listen. You know it's not looking like it when we get excited that they rehired your defensive coach, basically.
Who?
The defensive guy, whoever the guy.
The Rockets did?
The Rockets rehired their
I don't care what nothing they do. It's all about Braun.
Okay, so listen. Last year, the Rockets had, like, Mike D'Antoni was, like, coaching the offense, like, kind of like a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He retired in the offseason.
Every time.
And you see how terrible they looked on defense?
Yeah.
They just rehired him. Like, he can't. They hired him out of retirement. That's how bad they were looking on defense. And it's been like a story, like, oh, the defensive guru is back. That's how you know something is bad, when you got to talk about that.
It's bad. It's bad.
No, I agree. It's terrible.
They barely beat the Nets.
Look, I thought they. I didn't think they're going to be this bad. I thought they'd take a step back. Hmm. I didn't know they'd be this bad.
They in Wizards territory right now.
But the Lakers in Wizards territory right now.
No, but it's not, because the Lakers are actually like trying to fill each other out. Like, I can see, because for example, like when they got blown out the other night, mm-hmm. LeBron was just on the sidelines, like sitting there, just like real calm, just like really like taking everything in, rather than being
this
upset.
This is good. This is good. This
I think they're really in that phase where they're literally just like, all right, cool. Definitely. Let's figure out like the good, the bad. Let's figure out how to play each other. Let's figure out they don't have like steady lineups. Like, the substitution pattern is so unpredictable.
What do you think the five is?
That works best?
6 minutes left in the game, tie game.
Who it should be.
The Lakers or the Rockets?
Lakers.
Oh.
Bron, Kuzma, Josh Hart, JaVale McGee. It's a toss-up between Lance and Lonzo Ball right now. Because Lance plays so well in the fourth quarter.
Should be Lance. That's my five.
But Lonzo Ball's been shooting the three well. He plays so well with LeBron.
So you leave Brandon Ingram the number two pick out?
He's 6 feet. Yeah, he don't. He just
I agree.
He just don't fit with their system. No, like he's a. I hate to say this.
Poor man's KD.
He's a ball stopper. But like Phil Jackson talked about. But not when they run plays for him. Like I have him on my fantasy squad. So I like watch and I see like Kuzma just gets he scores with more finesse.
Yeah,
just easier. Nice. Like mm-hmm. he gets the ball. He's going to the rack. All right, cool. Whereas Brandon Ingram's like bouncing, dribbling a little bit, trying to back you down, do some turnaround. We're just like mid-range. We're just like, all right, this isn't efficient anymore. Like, you know, if this was like 2008, that'd be phenomenal. But now it's like you're slowing the game down, especially when they need to score fast. Like, they need to score as fast as possible.
They can't run a half-court offense. They need to get everything in transition.
Yeah.
So
the game's changing, man. These rookies look nice.
I would go with Lonzo Ball over Lance Stephenson.
I agree. Do you think they make a trade this season?
I hope they do.
They gotta.
They need some shooters.
I don't know who they're gonna give up though.
They need Brandon Ingram.
Do they give him up though? I would. They do. They should
send him somewhere where he can be.
Lonzo.
Brandon Ingram and a first round pick for Jimmy Butler or Brad.
Send him somewhere where he can be a star. And my fantasy squad can thrive.
They need a Brad Beal.
Because they got him. They can let go of him.
If that deal is there, I would do that.
You let go Brandon Ingram and Lonzo.
Yeah. Brandon
for
Ingram,
Brad.
Lonzo.
Brad and.
And a first round pick. And a first round pick. That's what they were saying.
The first round pick.
Well, if you could do all that, then I would just. Then why don't you do it for Kawhi?
Well, San Antonio wasn't going to do it.
Oh yeah, they were.
It was for Paul George.
I was reading some crazy
Paul
things.
Paul George, they didn't pull the trigger.
Well, they made the right choice there.
Too much.
Yeah, that's too much for him.
What did they want for him? Brandon Ingram
and a first, no?
I would have gave that up. Looking at it now,
I thought it was Lonzo, in the moment. AI and a first. That's too steep.
That's too much.
George, in my opinion, one of them and a first. I would do, but both of them and a first, I would not.
Lonzo,
I would do them without a first though.
Lonzo, BI. And a first
for Paul George.
I would have thought about it, but I wouldn't have done it. Now I'm ecstatic I didn't do it.
I'm looking at it. I'd have pulled the trigger on that. I'm not even gonna lie, just because similar to the Rocket situation, Bron only has about 2-3 more like years in his prime.
This one and next,
like,
year. And then he's
and
good.
You need. I don't know. About not good.
No. You know
he just he'll just be. I think he'll still
now
be.
Now he's the eighth best player in the league 3 years from now.
Instead I'm about to say he'll still be top two. 10. Yeah. I just don't see him dominating anymore. No. Like he'll still be. The numbers will still be there.
Yeah.
25.
Less flashes.
Yeah.
25, 6, and 5.
Yeah. It'd be more like damn. Like all right, cool. I didn't see him even do that.
Yeah.
It won't be anything like no crazy dunks or anything like that. Yeah. But
he doesn't jump as high anymore.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
You see his one-handed, one-foot
That would transition. That head is way below the rim.
It used to be above the rim.
I saw old clip. Yeah, when he's in Cleveland, first time around with the headband, head above the rim.
Dude,
he did a side by side on his IG, and I was like, "Why you do this to yourself?"
Yeah,
like you could see the drastic difference in how high he was jumping.
Dude, if you just watch his like 2007, 2000, 2008, 2009 highlight mix of like his MVP season.
Mm-hmm.
He just the way he like runs, he like floats on the floor, and just his head is this far above the rim. It's unreal.
But it's even like when he got back to Cleveland, he was jumping like lower, like his
vert
was
back
was lower than what it was when he was in Miami. Because like even like he was catching some of them crazy alleys that JR and Kyrie were throwing him, but you could tell he was stressed to get those things. Like But then you know I knew when
he
like,
was like 280 in Miami. Yo, that was when he was.
He was on some Zion Williamson, some Zion Williamson shit. But when I saw that picture of him after the Eastern Conference Finals, when he had the ice packs all over
him. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zion. He's still doing it, though. But look, that's enough for the West. Let's get to this draft.
Zion.
I saw a game last night, Kev.
Kev. I saw the whole – you see the whole thing?
Whole thing. Me too. I had to take my Twitter off of a private because I wanted the world to know that I was watching this. I was like, yo, this kid – 6'7". I don't know if he's even actually 6'7".
Hold on. Can I just preface? I got an alert today from Bleacher Report of Steve Kerr comparing him to LeBron.
Yeah,
I don't take these things lightly. So
listen, first of all, he's 6'7". He's 285. Let's put this into perspective. There's only one player in the NBA that currently weighs more than him by 2 pounds, and that's Boban.
7'3".
On the Clippers?
Yeah. He's the only player.
That guy weighs 290.
He's the only guy in the entire NBA. That weighs more than this kid. But now listen to this kid, 6'7", 285, can dribble, can shoot, has a 45-inch vertical leap.
Bro, no, Kev. Like,
and it's noticeable.
Like, dude, you watch LeBron, you watch Zach LaVine, you watch these people that jump high. Like, this dude, he has bounce.
6'7", 285. Like,
trampoline bounce.
He got videos of him like doing the Jordan dunk from the free throw line. Easily. It's so easy. Like he's like walking and like, and he dunks with like such variety. I haven't seen someone dunk like that since Shaq.
Dude, lefty, righty, 2 feet, 1 feet, doesn't matter.
He dunks with that kind of aggression, except he's just way higher.
I've seen a video of him not having shoes on.
And he throws
it off the backboard and then catches it through the legs and dunks the lefty.
He has like shoes. He reminds me of Charles Barkley. Said that he way is more athletic. Way more athletic and way more in shape
and taller.
Like Charles Barkley was like round. Mm-hmm. This dude looks like he literally plays in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a linebacker who jumps off a trampoline.
Yes, like he could be a tight end. Like and people would fuck with anyone.
But he's not even the best player on his team.
RJ Barrett is, or is it RJ Barrett?
RJ Barrett. Yeah, RJ Barrett is the best player in the country.
I don't know. Listen, I think Zion Williamson will fare better in the NBA than RJ Barrett will.
Though. I agree. But right now, RJ Barrett is his game is polished.
It's bro. First. Before we go there, for one second, I just want to say something. Yesterday, I watched. So Kentucky had the number two recruiting class in the nation. Duke had number one. Got blown out. Wiped them off the floor. First of all, I seen dudes running into Zion Williamson, and like I'm not even gassing, bouncing off. Like, he was driving, and people were, like, running to, like, try to stop him, and you just watched it, like, boom. And, like, feel that shit in their chest. Like, that dude is brolic.
Yeah.
Like, he's solid. Like,
Please watch his
highlights. And he just,
I will.
It's a lot of dunks, but you gotta, like, watch him play in the game. Like,
if you watch his hoop mixtape.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit. Like, this dude has bounce. Like, it's crazy.
But then when you watch him play.
But then watch the Duke highlights.
Yeah. And it's like,
oh, he could kind of shoot a mid-range. Yeah. Oh, he runs the point sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh shit, he's catching blocks and just grabbing that shit out of the air. Yo. Dropping dime. You saw that when he caught it out of the air and just dropped a dime.
Bro, to RJ Barrett and I really hope that only thing I fear because he weighs so much, his lower extremities, like all that jumping up and down, like on his knees. I just pray that he has some longevity.
There was one rebound in the beginning of the game. It was like the third possession of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Zion, the rim was like here. It looked like, literally.
And it's not even funny how high he can jump.
He's freaky. Like,
but you both agree he's the second best player on the team.
Yeah,
he's based on just like pure like basketball skills and talent. Yeah, definitely. RJ Barrett is a fucking monster. So
tell me about this guy. Yeah,
6'7" lefty. one, two, or three.
Yeah.
He's got like the slow-mo, like James Harden finish at the rim. Like,
yeah.
Makes it
can
look
shoot.
So easy. That
yeah.
type of thing.
He was like literally scoring with ease yesterday.
Ease.
Like ease. Easily. Like coming off screens. And like he goes up kind of slow. And it was just like.
Cash.
Like
this other dude on the team, Cam Reddish.
Yo, he's
nice.
Good too.
He's nice.
So listen.
He's mini T-Mac.
These dudes were the top three recruits in according to ESPN 100 last year.
And Duke got them all.
1, 2, 3. RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, Cam Reddish, and they're all on the same team. They were 1, 2, 3.
Cam Reddish is a top 10 overall pick.
And they were literally
player on his team.
And you could tell yesterday when they were playing, they were 1, 2, 3. Like RJ Barrett had 33, Zion Williamson had 28. And Cam Reddish had 22. 1, 2, 3. Like, literally.
Cam Reddish.
In a college game?
Yeah. The final score was 118 to 84.
In a college game?
And they only played 20-minute halves. NBA scores out here.
Yeah, that's facts.
What? Whoa.
Dude, it was weird.
Blew him out.
Cam Whoa. Reddish has that Tracy McGrady game.
Yes.
So low-key.
Yes.
So low, he's like a 6'8", 6'9".
And the funny thing about
shooter.
It.
He's a two guard.
You can't even see
I'm
how good he is.
I'm about to check out a Duke game?
Yeah, bro, you got to check it out.
You can't even tell how good he is because he plays with Zion and RJ Barrett.
I was like trying to like look at them as like individual.
It's hard. Kids,
but like.
RJ Barrett's like the main one that you can see like he has like.
You see and it's like he should easily be in the NBA.
Yeah,
right
and in Zion.
So should Zion because he's just like an athlete. But like. Take away athleticism, whatever. Like RJ Barrett, like should be in.
Like, yeah, he has like
right
the most
now.
Polished game on that team.
Yeah,
and then wow. Zion is.
Yeah,
he just he'll dunk it righty. He'll dunk it left. He'll dunk it.
He's
one
just
foot,
a freak.
Two feet.
Like he's
he
a, he's just a freak.
He catches alley-oop like windmills like this with two. It's like
he's just a freak. Like yo, Duke. I wouldn't be surprised they go undefeated this season.
Win the whole thing.
I'm not even gassing. Like if they like approach every night like with the same tenacity they approached last night with. They literally were beating Kentucky like they were a D2 team.
It was like 38-10 or something.
It was like they.
What did you expect before the game?
To be competitive. It was the number one recruiting class versus the number two recruiting
Duke
class.
Number four.
Yeah,
ranked
number
two
in the nation. They were ranked lower than them.
And that was disrespectful.
Yeah,
I
knew
was
it. I thought Duke was gonna be number one in the polls.
Who were 1 and 3?
Kansas is number one. I don't know who number three is. Someone
Nevada or some. I think it's Nevada.
You know what's funny about
they're
that?
Nice.
Nevada's supposed to be really good
they
this
are
year.
Good,
we'll
dude,
see though.
Dude,
no. Yeah, no, I'm not.
These freshmen.
I'm not watching any.
I was listening to Jay Billis talk last night.
Yeah,
and it was like 38-10 or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was like only freshmen have scored all the points. Yet.
Oh my god,
bro!
It's just these one and duns that are.
They're playing St. John's at the Garden like they do every year. I might buy.
Oh, they are.
I might go to that. I'm not even.
I mean, if these prospects are that good,
are.
Listen, I might have to come with you.
I mean, the ticket's gonna be out through the roof, but
not being a nosebleed, but I can see.
get the binoculars
out. Yeah.
I was just texting my boy who's really into ball too today, and he was like, "Dude, you see that Duke game last night?" And we were talking about it all day, and I was like, "I was like, when this rookie class now, like Ayton, Trae Young, Luka, and then Zion, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, when they're like in their prime 5-6 years from now, and like Giannis and Anthony Davis are like and Kawhi are like the best players in the league, like that is when the NBA
the
is
NBA
be
is
shit.
Stupid gonna be like
loaded.
Stupid
loaded.
Like it's loaded now, but when these kids get in there, I'm not even joking. Like Kev, it's gonna probably be like the
not
most
better in the '90s.
I love it
when old heads say that.
Oh,
all right.
I'm like,
relax.
No, I always chuckle. No, I always chuckle.
I'm about to cut.
No, it's been like this.
I mean, went through more competition.
Yeah, I'm about to
shake. Yeah, it's been like this like at least the last 2-3 years.
Those 6'11
and it just
dudes
keeps.
That played in the NBA when Jordan played in the NBA, it wouldn't even be on D1 right now.
6'11 shooting threes.
Kevin Durant
pulls up from anywhere.
Bro,
yeah, what's Havlicek going to do with Kevin Durant? What's Bob Cousy going to do with Westbrook?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd run off the court.
What was
Bill Russell do with Anthony Davis?
What was Jordan Center at the time?
Embiid.
Bill Cartwright. what's the other one?
Scott Perdue.
Scott Perdue, yeah. Dudley. What they going to do? What they going to do?
With Anthony Davis or Joel Embiid?
Nothing.
Come on, what Larry gonna do with Braun?
That's
he gonna give it back on the offense, but defensively.
Yo, Larry would be like, Larry would be third best small forward in the game right now. Maybe.
Third?
Talent-wise, Durant and LeBron have already eclipsed. I think.
And Greek Freak?
Oh, yeah.
Kawhi?
Yeah, he's fifth. He's
oh, yeah, you're right. Talent-wise, without question. Accolade-wise, he's definitely third. Yeah. Especially by the time Durant finished his run.
Just talent.
Oh, just talent. Yeah, I agree.
He might be fifth.
Yes, I would agree.
People have him on their Mount Rushmore ever.
And that shit going to change.
If he played right now,
yeah,
in his position.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
That's, you know how many dudes in the and when they released that NBA top 50 plays of all time are going to get shifted out?
Yeah.
Poof. Scotty who? Could just start sweeping people
Zion
to the
Williamson side. Is going to
just start sweeping people
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Chris Webber who?
Yeah, speaking of small forwards, yeah, he gone.
Yeah, oh, come
that's
on.
A joke.
Yo, they've been
yeah, your 1 year run. You can't coast on that no more.
They've been gassing him up for years. Excuse me, sir.
He's gone.
There's going to be a lot of people that just
it's only a few
shifted.
Remain. Jordan will remain. Kareem will remain.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, so when the – I think
– Bill Russell, lucky
when the Warriors,
was
like, finally dismantle around that time,
Steph
2 years,
and
the draft class coming in, you're going to start really seeing superstars on a more equal spread of talent across the NBA. Oh, my God.
It's Durant.
God.
We're in, like, a holding pattern because of
I
Durant.
I might pay for league pass for real then.
I paid for it last year.
Yeah.
It was good. Who's your favorite rookie right now?
Oh.
Luka.
Yeah, I like Luka.
Luka.
Yeah, I like
Luka. I'd heard so much hype about him.
I watched.
He looks really good.
And then I drafted him.
I'm like, he's not athletic enough for the league. Is he a 2? Is he a 3? Or is he a 1? He's like 6'7", 230. He's like that weird size where they're kind of in between. But yeah, he's nice.
He and he's so graceful out there.
Trey Young's playing well too, though. I'm not gonna lie.
His team is so bad.
I didn't really see his game translate well to the NBA. But he's looking good so far.
And he's not even shooting that well from three.
He's shooting terribly. But
terrible. And he's still dropping dimes and getting 20.
He's still averaging like 16, I think.
That's how good. I watched that Hawks-Mavs game that they played each other. That shit was in it, especially the fourth quarter.
That game was lit.
Nah, Luka's really good. I wish I picked him
Aiden's
up.
Pretty good, too.
He's very. Yeah. Oh, he's just like a guy, I feel like, that'll always just be like a. He'll never be like a Shaq.
Yeah.
Team or whatever, but he'll just like always be an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
give you that 20 and 10.
Yeah, he'll always give you 20 and 10.
But that's
one year he'll give you 26.
That's
and 12.
The thing.
But that's the thing. That
when you're a
is,
big man, you're kind of you're limited like versus like a guard and a wing.
Though.
Yeah, but Luka's
can he shoot
initiating
outside?
The offense.
He can't really shoot threes, but
he's going to have
like
to expand his game
pop.
Though.
Yeah.
Cuz like you got to think about it. When Shaq was playing, dude was 7'1", 300 pounds. Yeah. So like he was overpowering people. DeAndre Ayton is like 7'1", 230.
That's true,
he's a
man
child.
Yeah.
So, look, like,
I seen him, but
he was born in 1999.
They claim he's 20. They claim he's 20.
So, like, where is he from? What country? Is he from Bahamas?
Hmm?
He's
Isn't he supposed to be 20?
Yeah, I think he's 20.
That's what they said, right?
Yeah, he's 20.
That's what they claim. I see his face.
You got the same.
He look older than all of us combined.
You got that Thon Maker chick going on.
He look older than Thon Maker.
No one know where you from. Oh my God. But yeah, I think the NBA is just like headed in a beautiful direction.
Yeah.
I think eventually they're going to overtake the NFL, like for the most profitable, league.
That's coming. I think it's like.
Yeah, it's a steady incline.
It's definitely most
profitable.
It'll be hard to do in America solely, but globally, I know that like.
Globally, they already got
it. They already surpassed them.
You sending Sir Blake Bortles to London, that ain't going to do it. You got the Warriors out in China.
And that's the only market that they have is London.
That's it. Well put.
That's the only market they have.
And you giving they've been giving them trash until this season.
Bruh.
You would thought the Jaguars was the signature team.
You gotta send the best teams out there. You got people out there wearing Cleveland Brown hats at Jaguars games. People confused. They don't know what the hell going on out there.
Has Brady even touched down out there?
Brady doesn't want Brady would
Rodgers even
they probably refuse to go out there.
Ain't my product.
It's a hassle going out there.
Yeah.
It's a hassle for the Warriors going to China and playing exhibition games, but when you want
China
to market
play.
The product.
Well, they also getting paid like $35 million.
That's a fact. You're
funds.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's
they
different.
Got brands.
It's
you're
different.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. We got brands to represent. We got, what? Steph got what?
Under Armour.
Like
Under Armour. Yeah, 33 off this, and then he probably making, what, another 15 a year of Under Armour?
Maybe more. I think he has ownership.
More than
stake.
That. I'll be in China too, smiling.
Oh, without question.
He makes more off Under Armour than he does.
I would agree.
Contract.
Already has stake in the company.
Under Armour is like number one athlete. No?
Yeah, already had stake in the company. And then this is before he won the two MVPs.
He might win another one this year.
Yeah, the way he playing. Speaking of,
What?
When we get out of here, who, most valuable player this year?
Speaking of that,
since Bron has conceded it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think that's already over.
My
yep.
pick was Bron.
Mine too.
My pick was Bron.
I'm going to learn one day.
I thought they were going to be 4 seed and LeBron was going to win the scoring title and the MVP.
I'm going to learn how he operates one day. I get it now.
Yeah. No one knows how Bron works except for Bron. I would say
I don't think it's going to be Steph Curry.
Me neither.
No.
Just because like the Warriors are too good, they're going to cancel each other out. Kevin Durant's still the best player on that team. Everyone knows it.
If the Bucks continue to play like this, I'm going with Greek Freak.
Me too.
Yeah. Because if Steph put up the same numbers that Greek Freak put up, you're going to look at his teammates versus what Greek Freak
were
doing.
If the Bucks are a 3 seed, which I think they will be, maybe they sneak out a 2 seed somehow, even though they won't be better than Boston or
Why can't Kawhi then?
But what I'm saying is if Greek Freak plays 78 games and the Bucks win 53 to 57 games, and he's
putting
he's
up at, these numbers.
He's averaging 25-13. And
leading, you're right. He is putting up some.
Team, leading the team in points, assists, rebounds, steals, and blocks, then it's a no-brainer.
That's true.
Yeah, he's like number two in alien numbers. AD's number one, but his team sucks.
Yeah.
They've fallen out. You're right. That's a good point.
Like, if his team is really good and he's leading them in all those categories, then.
I back
LeBron
that.
LeBron is still not playing MVP status.
No, he's out of this. He's out of this. He's out of
this. Gave up on LeBron already?
He's out of it.
I'm out on LeBron.
I'm out of it.
Sadly.
I doubt this comes back. Stock?
Yeah.
You
for MVP?
All?
Yeah.
Oh, for MVP.
Yeah, for MVP.
Okay, yeah. I gave up.
It's just too much ground. It's not, but the way the team's trending,
They would literally have to go on, like, for him to, like, catch up now or even get into discussion, they'd have to go, like, on a 10-game winning streak where he's, like, averaging, like, 37.
Yeah.
You'd have to really try.
They'd have to go.
We would. You're right. Yes. You'd have to really try.
Put some effort in.
They'd have to go like 27-5 before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Not fake try. Really try. Yeah.
Bron had to get some extra grades in his bid for him to win MVP.
Maybe headband Bron will play better.
Yeah.
He wearing the headband again?
He brought it back. So maybe.
When did this happen?
So maybe we got to revisit. I think he premieres it tonight. Against your Wolves.
How y'all know that?
Against your
He put up. Is it a pregame thing or something?
Yeah, he's on social media with it. I think he put up a picture
Holy
with it.
Holy shit.
Ben Bron.
So maybe it's a little. Maybe I might.
Shut up. You saw Kyrie get the haircut and start to play well.
That's true. Maybe I'll hold on to it just another day or two. Let me survey the scene for the week.
I ain't seen Ben Bron since, what, 2012? Yeah. Since Miami days, 2013. Miami.
That was a different dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He got a lot of stretch marks now. Huge.
Yeah.
Well, because he had to lose the weight because he's getting older and like.
Yeah, whatever. You can't carry around that much weight. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that wasn't even a discussion. I didn't want to hit nobody.
I remember when he was in Miami and like the Nike store in Midtown had like a replica of his body when he was 280. I was like, shit.
He was wildin'. That's back when he almost shot like 60% for the season. I'm like, you on the wing.
That's
another thing too. He's barely shooting 50% from the field.
That's sus.
Is he though?
That's suspect. He's always shooting 55 at least.
At least. LeBron.
That's crazy. Yeah, what are his stats this year?
Let's see. I'm curious.
He's 26.8 points. 50.3 field goal percent. He's right on the right
That's
on the
low for him. Yeah,
that's low
by his standards.
28.8 from three, 7.5
rebounds.
Yeah,
32.
7.5 rebounds and almost 8 assists.
Those are still amazing.
What's the free throw?
Oh, I don't got all that in front of me. Oh, I think he's shooting over 80 from the free throw right now, though.
No way.
No,
yes.
He a habitual 70%.
Listen. Let me tell you because I know because Shannon Sharp has a bet on it.
He's winning currently.
Yo, I love he's
the most
77.2.
Yeah. Damn, that hurts then. Because he's missing all the key ones. They've been in so many close games, it's like I thought he was shooting way worse than he was. But
Bron gotta let this head go though. Sorry, it's a video hit. I'm just like
when he had the headband on.
He just fabricated a hairline for himself.
It was just like when you forget to spray on your hair. And he had the headband on.
I see it.
Look at pictures from like 2011. He's bald, and now he has hair again.
People been asking him for. Oh yeah, I see headband, Bron. All right, yeah. Okay.
Well, he gonna tear up your Wolves?
Listen, I got faith in him now.
I watch a quarter.
Let me see. I'm
Jimmy playing?
They say he is.
Those one, I stayed up for the. 10:30. No, we got nothing but time.
Nothing but time.
I stayed up for the Nuggets Lakers game, like for all of it. I ain't like myself in the morning.
It's too yo.
It's too late.
That's how I felt this morning when I watched
for the Duke game, right? Yeah. Yo, yeah. Not, I started watching that shit. And I mean, it ended like 11:30.
You'd no, thought, yeah, like
midnight, yeah.
Oh, yeah, midnight.
You'd have thought I stayed up to 2 o'clock and went out drinking the night before.
Yeah, that's
this
what
morning
I'm saying.
I was at work hugging the coffee maker. Like,
yeah. I was in Seattle like a week ago. You could go out and have dinner when the latest game.
This morning, I thought it was my first time. Like, it was late this morning. I was fucked.
Okay, but yeah, man. Sports. Well, anything we miss?
Nah, I don't think so. I think we hit it all, man. We done gave them some.
Oh, rookie of the year.
Oh, Luka.
Got Luke, rookie of the year.
I got Luka.
Yeah. All three teams are bad, but
Luka and Dennis Smith Jr. combo a lot. They need Harrison Barnes is not the truth. Not the truth.
No,
they
their styles don't mesh.
Tell Kev that.
No, their styles don't mesh, but keep getting your numbers while you can. Yeah. Be selfish, my G.
They need a good wing.
I need to win. So. I agree, though. I agree.
Need a good 3-4 men, and they'll be set.
I ain't core a lot.
Sixth man of the year? Dig deep into them basketball brands.
I think yeah, so. I was going to say that, too.
He's averaging 17 right now.
Yeah, he
off
might.
The bench.
That'd be the one, the first one that comes to. But
at the beginning of the year, I'm trying to remember.
Eric Gordon?
No. It was a.
What about Rozier?
He wants to get traded. You heard that today? I'm not happy with my minutes. Trade.
Oh, he said that? Yeah. Oh, I read that like seven teams were eyeing him.
Yeah, that's what I read. Maybe.
Oh, then he's gone then.
Yeah. What are you trading? Terry!
He's a starting caliber point guard. That's
yeah.
He's definitely a starter.
That's because, you got to do what you got to do. Like, no, I fully agree. Yeah. But it's like, wouldn't you want to stay and compete for a title? But I guess you want to get this money now.
Yeah, you got to get that bread while you can. You got to secure the bag.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, but that's going to be depressing because the reports are looking like he's going to end up on the Suns. I mean, you want the bag, but you don't. Do you want it in Phoenix?
No, he'll learn. He'll learn. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. If I was him, I'd just wait. Like, just
one more.
Wait. You're going to be a free agent this season in the summer.
One more.
Just wait.
At least try to compete
and
for
have
a
your
ring,
options, man.
He want to ball out. He want to play.
Go to Phoenix.
He probably think he better than Kyrie. You know he think that. So you looking at Hayward out there like, damn, y'all can't start two guards.
That's good, though. I can do better than that. Oh, man.
Who's your sixth man of the year? You got D-Rose?
I guess. I mean, there's no one really standing out outside of him. But, I mean, it's only because he averaged. I mean, he got that 50. But that 50 boosted his average up a lot. So yeah. He averaged 17, which, you know, it's like ballooned up a little.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been decent.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the rosters to really.
I forget who my pick was. I had a good pick, but I can't remember it now. I'll remember.
Who's the Raptors sixth man?
I think Fred VanVleet.
Oh, no, he's been injured. Forget that.
He on my fantasy squad. He's been doing his thing.
He's back?
Since he got back, yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a good late-round pick for you.
Got him. No, he wasn't even a late-round pick. Oh, yeah. He was just out there in free agency. I said, mine.
Guess we could just end on, how are your fantasy team doing?
My team's trash. I'm terrible at fantasy.
Wait, what's your record?
I'm 1-2 right
no,
now.
No. So then my team is trash.
Is it? I pick my fantasy team. The way I pick my fantasy team is if these people were on a team in real life, I would like this team. But that's the opposite of fantasy.
Yeah.
You can't pick your team that way. But like that's how I pick the teams.
Kev, tell us how you pick. Because you always end up in the same place.
I think I do good early on. But then after like the fourth pick, it's just like I spring for people. And sometimes it works with like Luka. And then you get yourself like a Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
Things of that nature that you come to regret quite quickly. And then you have your league commissioner coming in and apologizing for caving your head in. I ran to Tim in the bathroom. He was like, you know, it's nothing personal.
Yo, you saw someone pick like Ben Simmons fifth in our league.
How?
That was crazy. But
God bless him. I'm doing okay. I'm 2-1 right now. I lost last week to the number one guy in the league, but that I only lost by like 50. That's because Jimmy Butler didn't play. So that means that I'm in a good space, but I'm kind of tight because yesterday I set my lineups up, and the Yahoo didn't give me credit for it.
Oh, they didn't save your lineup?
I set my lineup for the entire week.
That's what I did. Did
you make a move?
I didn't make any moves. Okay. So now imagine I set my lineup for the entire week, but only yesterday my lineup wasn't set where the rest of the week is set up.
I was doing mad mock drafts like before because just for fun. Our league is 12 people, and I did not want to get stuck at that like 7, 8, 9 where I had to decide between Kat, Russ, or like Jokic.
Yeah.
And of course, I got 8, and I pick up Kat, who I don't really like that much, and I don't like my squad.
Yeah, because his guy's messing your guy up.
I know. Ooh.
The games he's out, he beast. The game's Jimmy.
Hey, man, listen. I picked Jimmy as my second overall pick because I believed in the hype. The way he was talking this summer, I was, in the past couple of weeks before we drafted, I was like, oh, let's go.
Me too.
He was available. I had KD. My squad's kind of deep, man. I mean, I got.
You got KD?
I got KD, Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin.
That's a big three.
That's a good squad.
Let me see who else. I mean, Aaron Gordon, if he actually plays the way he's supposed to play, he'd be really good. Mm-hmm. Willie Cauley-Stein has been really good for me.
He's been a sleeper pick. I had Harry Giles because I thought he was going
to
be nice.
Yo, Harry Giles, his stepfather used to cut my hair. Funny story.
Wow.
Ed did ask for a shout out for his Kings. He showed me their schedule, their next 10 games. That might be the hardest stretch anybody's going to face.
That's when we'll see who they really
are. Like, they might not win a game.
Tyreek Evans been trash for me. He ain't been doing nothing. I got Brandon Ingram. Dario Saric. That could have been something.
Good.
He's not doing anything this year. Now, imagine how you hear this. This is all love hype. If I had all those players with Brandon Ingram, Dario Saric, or I have Jamal Murray as well, I got a little squad popping.
That is a good squad.
Yeah.
You know, but
you got Blake Griffin and Jamal.
I got Montrezl Harrell, who's playing really well. I got some people.
Boy, I like
I'm out here trying to, you know, make sure we stack up. I got Des Bryant today in my fantasy football.
I got another injury today. Can't catch a break season.
So the thing is, you know, I'm kind of tight because yesterday I missed I didn't get points for playing yesterday. But I'm only down by 10 points. So that means my squad is really good. Like we can have one off day and still recoup the points. So
I played everybody and their mother and we only up 12. We try to eke them out.
Kev, who's your best players on your team? You got Lonzo Ball.
Giannis is my best player.
Oh, you got Giannis.
My big three is like Giannis, Devin Booker, and then after that, there's Gobert. He's actually even more consistent because Devin Booker's been injured. Giannis has been injured, but anytime he plays, he's a guarantee. So, and then
Lonzo Ball.
Conley's been good.
Who?
Conley. Mike Conley's been good.
I forgot he's even in the league.
I know.
Kev never forgets. So Kev always picks up Conley.
I like he's a solid player.
Yeah.
He's
not on
player.
My squad.
Ball not because he's inconsistent. Luka's better.
You have Luka?
Mm-hmm.
Your squad sounds pretty good, Kev.
If they played.
Yeah.
They played, but.
Yeah.
Pray.
Go pray for
you. Got a lot more weeks left. I was ready to just tear it all away. And now it's like, damn, week 22. I was like, all right, let me
hang in. Kev love giving donations to fantasy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So tax write-off for Kev. Say, sure, I'll play, guys.
Nah, I was in week 3. I was like, how much more? I'm thinking like football. It's like, week 22.
Weeks a lot can change. Because last year, I started off 4-0, and I finished like 7th in our league. Damn. Like, a lot can change quickly.
I finished 10th.
Because it's like, 12. People come back. Like, when Boogie comes back, somebody's team is going to change drastically.
That's true.
So, it just depends.
Who are you playing?
You're going to put up big numbers, though?
Who am I playing this week? Trump from way back.
Oh, okay. Because I ran into 2 people that thought they were playing you.
Nah, they ain't. My name is Jarrell, so you'll know if you play me. I'm not creative enough to figure out a name. I was going to put Jarrell Embiid, but I don't have Embiid, so it didn't make sense. Outside of that, I was like, all right, I guess I ain't got nothing. I'm playing
Boogie. I see 12-5.
When he comes back?
His 20 minutes a game, his 18 to 20 minutes.
But that's more than what someone else was getting. I mean, that's someone, depending on who has him, that's a big pickup. I picked up Isaiah Thomas, stashed him, just in case he comes back and he's something.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just starting to stash people. Because if he come back and he balling, you'll get a couple of spins on my squad. If he ever plays with that fucking hip of his.
Yeah.
He's never going to be the same.
Yeah, but we'll see. He's still on my squad just cause y'all just in case y'all need something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the one thing about this league. Like, we should literally have like one injury slot rather than two. Cause a lot of players get stashed that way. Like, people have you could have Boogie and Isaiah Thomas, for example.
Or Boogie and KP.
Boogie and KP. Well, KP ain't coming back this year. But if he was.
Nah, they say he might come back in March.
Let me pick him up right now.
Nah, okay. He's gone.
Someone got him?
Somebody got him.
But do you see that, though? You can have, like, Boogie and KP just stashed away.
But unless your team is injury prone like mine, then you got to make decisions.
And that's why you should have one slot. Because it forces you to make decisions. Like in my fantasy football league, we only have 14 slots. So you only get four bench. So you got to really like, if you pick someone up, you got to drop someone who really might mean something to you.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And, there's a lot more injuries in football also. But in basketball, you only have one injury slot.
I like that.
Yeah. You're right. Because it forces you to like really like be more aggressive and rather than just holding on to people. And if you look right now in our free agency, there's no one available.
Yeah, I know.
It's a
there should never be no one available.
You would throw it as a 14-man.
Yeah. I kept check every day. It's scarce out there.
At night. Some afternoons too, Austin. It's not pretty. I was actually talking to one of our coworkers that's in our league, and I was just like, I gotta just set my lineup and just go woosah. I don't like where I've been coming. I'm box school watching. I can't watch games the same.
I ain't gonna lie. Like that's the one negative about like fantasy is like I just don't watch games the same.
I can't.
I'm like, yo, pass it to Murray. Like I want only my guy to score all the time. But I mean, I guess the good thing is I'm watching teams I wouldn't normally watch play.
That's true.
I watch the Pistons a lot. to see what Blake's doing.
Yeah, I'm always a lot of Mavs.
Just like you watch the Mavs.
It's that over here.
You hoping Luka just carry you to the championship? Damn, Kev, it's bleak out there.
It is. But before you go, one last thing. Any updates? Drake, how you feeling about him now? Anything changed?
Scorpion was, I think, his second best album.
Ooh.
That's my opinion.
Was it replaced in the hierarchy?
Nothing was the same, as you guys know. It was number one.
Yeah. Is it still?
Yeah, it's number one. Okay. I guess it replaces Take Care.
Wow.
But like Take Care is your third best.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because Take Care was still is. I'm gonna revisit that on the train ride home.
That's what happened last time you came by. Nothing was the same. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
I'm about to run Take Care and hide my tears.
I don't even try to hide them anymore. I just be sitting there. Sir, are you okay?
How do you feel about the Pusha stuff?
Mm.
I don't think we talked about this.
We have not.
I
hurt your heart.
Fan, it hurt. I would have loved to see him come back and just absolutely eviscerate Pusha T. But I think it was a better long-term approach what he did in terms of just like keeping his mouth shut and then just like dropping the album with like coming out that way. Mm-hmm. I guess like. Not even long term. Like even now, when did the album come out? Like a couple months ago, like whatever.
June, late June.
Months ago, like now, I'm like, okay, I like that better than if he totally went. At, but at the time, I'm like, you gotta come at this guy. But
you should have saw Kev.
You wanted.
Kev was distraught. Big grown,
wasn't really talking much
for a week.
Yeah,
Kev
man.
Was listening to
Ain't
Drake.
Shaved.
It don't sound the same.
Yeah.
What do you think about the recent though, where he's on the shop? He's telling his part of the story, but then Pusha goes on Joe Budden's podcast and tells.
I didn't hear the Pusha stuff afterwards, but
incriminates.
I love the shop. You got LeBron and Drake on there, so like,
At this point, it's just best to let that shift
let
sail.
That lay,
and just that's what I'm saying.
Continue to be great.
You ready for new music? Are you good? You satisfied?
I'm good for now. Good for now. Now I'm kind of like. When January, February comes along.
That's what I was going to say.
I agree.
When that cold weather really comes, it's brisk outside.
Yeah.
Need some Aubrey in my ear.
Like, if he gave me something now, I wouldn't reject it. But right. Come like January, February, I'm hungry for it. I need that.
I can't be too greedy.
Yeah.
Because he's given us so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, but January and February is like the line for me.
Yeah, we got to at least have something in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to hear get us through these cold New York City
rumblings. Yeah. All right, cool.
I agree.
Oh, man. Thank you
always
so much.
Fun, man, when you come
on. Thank you. We just put in some work for him. A little over an hour and a half, man.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. We gave y'all that work. Full blown, just in depth sports talk. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast again.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. You know, you want to shout yourself out, your socials and all that stuff.
Number, next time I'm here, I'm just Austin now.
That's a fact. You ain't no longer a guest. But you can always get some followers if you want.
At AB Smooth 35.
Got you. You see, AB Smooth 35.
Because of KD. I got that 35 because of KD.
Yeah, you really are a KD fan.
Yeah, I've been a KD fan for a minute. I got a Supersonics jersey. I wore it to the Garden the other day.
I remember you told me that.
That's dedication. I don't have any man's jersey. I would get a LeBron jersey, though.
Which one?
Miami? Lakers?
I'll get the Lakers one.
The Lakers jersey looks fresh.
But it's just like, maybe I don't have any style. What the hell do I wear that with? Like, that's yellow. That's just bright.
Yeah.
It's the wintertone.
Yeah, if I ever get a jersey, I'm just gonna hang it up. I don't really know when I'll wear it.
I never even wear them. That's like the first time I wore that in public. I think I've had it for like 4 years, but I thought that was the time.
Oh, don't they do ones with the hoodies on them? That's they not really. Oh no, they wear it over their hoodies. That's what they do. See, I have no style, so that's why.
Because like, it ain't my thing. Yeah. I think I saw that somewhere on the TV. No,
I do that.
But nah, man, for sure. Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate it.
This was fun.
It's been an amazing episode. People, thank you for checking out the podcast, you guys. Thank you for the love, support.
Yeah, the increased engagement.
Sure. Oh, yeah, we have so much increased engagement now. Social media, listenership has been going up. Thank you guys so much for the support. Make sure you guys keep rating, sharing, subscribing the podcast. Find us everywhere. You know where to find us. Check out the YouTube page, the IGTV page. That's important. You know, we got some full-length clips. Well, we got full-length episodes, but they cut up into long clips, and then we got the short clips of, you know, just special things that happened during this episode and prior episodes. So just keep making sure you guys are supporting and engaging with us on social media. Yeah, man. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle, dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle, or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.